Good evening. This is Patrick Donahue. We appreciate you listening every Sunday night at this time for Bible Crossfire. Unfortunately, you can't tell some believers from unbelievers by looking at their lifestyle. It seems many only want to be a Christian on Sundays and live like the world Monday through Saturday. This raises an important question. Does God care how we live? Does it matter how a Christian lives? A passage like 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10 would certainly indicate that it matters. It reads, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." Doesn't that passage make it clear that if we are guilty of such sins, we won't inherit the kingdom of God, we won't be saved? And that passage was written to Christians. This idea that a Christian can live any old way he wants to and still be saved, sometimes called once saved, always saved, is a false doctrine, a false notion. Sam Morris, the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Stamford, Texas, a number of years ago, put it this way, "A Christian's sins do not condemn his soul. The way a Christian lives, what he says, his character, his conduct, or his attitude toward other people have nothing whatever to do with the salvation of his soul. All the prayers a man may pray, all the Bibles he may read, all the churches he may belong to, all the services he may attend, all the sermons he may practice, all the debts he may pay, all the ordinances he may observe, all the laws he may keep, all the benevolent acts he may perform will not make his soul one whit safer. And get this, and all the sins he may commit from idolatry to murder will not make his soul in any more danger." Most extreme false doctrine I've ever heard of. Notice how 2 Peter 2, 20-22 refutes this once saved, always saved position. Here's how it reads. "For if, after they have escaped the pollutions," we're talking about sins here, not smog, "the pollutions or sins of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." So if a Christian falls back into the sins of the world, this text says he is in a worse condition than if he had never become a Christian to begin with. Of course, that means he would become lost, because if a person's never become a Christian to begin with, they're lost, and now here's a Christian that's fallen away, he's worse off than that, he would be lost also. One more text that especially shows how very careful we should be about how we live our lives. James 2:10. "For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." This text teaches that even if we are doing most things right, if there is just one sin we refuse to quit, one sin we refuse to stop, we are guilty of the whole law. So God does not tolerate the practice of even one sin.